Okay, let's go over here to let's see, Christina, who's calling us from Bellevue. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.
You're welcome. I'm calling from my mom. She's 80 years old, and she has a skin problem on her lower legs. It looks like psoriasis, but her dermatologist diagnosed it as eczema. And she's had this for a couple of years, but it's been really bad for like the last 6 months. She went on the low nickel diet and the over the counter Sorazide, like I've heard you talk about. That has actually helped her a lot in the last couple of months. But she got tested for H. pylori and it came back negative, so that was kind of strange because I thought she probably had H. pylori, being that the low nickel diet and the Sorazide were helping.
Yeah, that does seem kind of strange, ma'am.
And one of her other issues is she has lots of burping. I
Yep,
mean, it'll
you
keep
bet.
her awake all night. Her digestion is really bad. But she does take betaine every meal and digestive enzymes every single meal.
Yeah, and how much of the betaine hydrochloride does she take, ma'am?
Usually 1 or 2 capsules per meal.
Okay, ma'am. Now, I'll get back to listening to you, but I got to put this in here. Prior research tells us very definitively that people with psoriasis, people with eczema, both are likely to have low stomach acid. And I know she's addressing it with betaine, but bear with me. And the key to solving these things is to find out why we got low stomach acid. Now, sometimes it's just time, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's like menopause happens with time. Sometimes it's Helicobacter pylori, so I would want to know if she got just one type of Helicobacter pylori test, because there's definitely more than one, and sometimes you find it on this type of test and not on that type of test, and vice versa. But getting back to curing the psoriasis and curing the eczema, if it's eczema. With psoriasis, you did the right thing. Dr. Stephen Smith taught us all back in the 1990s that that Sorazide would get rid of Helicobacter. Maybe if she'd been taking it for a while and then it was tested, it's now gone. I don't know, but that might be a possibility. Now, eczema, particularly childhood eczema, it's a surprise, but the large majority of people of childhood people and teenagers who have eczema have low stomach acid, and what's happening there is they're just not digesting and assimilating well enough. Okay, let's get to mom. She's taken one hydrochloric acid with meals. I'm not kidding, ma'am, but if we follow the hair mineral analysis and look at the levels of minerals and we watch whether they absorb adequately, for a person with low stomach acid, it frequently takes 4 to 6 capsules with a full meal and 3 or 4 with the smaller meals in order to completely digest everything, and then the next hair mineral analysis is looking better. Now, since she's over 80, this is something you might want to be discussing with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because by 80, sometimes the stomach atrophies, and even 2 hydrochloric acid, ooh, it burns a little bit here, and we back off. But there is a protocol we have at the Tama Dispensary that they'll be happy to email you or postal mail you for free that shows if you take aloe and about 5 other things for about 6 weeks, it strengthens the stomach enough so that now you can handle taking more hydrochloric acid, you can better digest at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and get your nutrients in better, and things heal better. And then, as you know very well, ma'am, if the stomach isn't making enough acid pepsin, it isn't making enough of something that is weirdly called the intrinsic factor. It should be called vitamin B12 grabbing factor, because without that vitamin B12 grabbing factor, the B12 can't get in. We can take all the B12 pills we want to. They'll go in one end and out the other. And that's why so many people over 80 are taking B12 in shots, because it gets around that problem. Your turn.
Okay. Actually, she was really low in B12 on her blood work, and the doctor wants
Uh-huh.
her to self-inject.
Yes,
Do
ma'am.
you okay? Do you think it's necessary to get the shots, or
Yes, ma'am.
can she just
Yeah,
take a
yes, ma'am.
supplement?
No, it won't get in. Remember that vitamin B12 factor called intrinsic factor? It's not being made. If the acid isn't being made and pepsin isn't being made adequately, then that's not being made. And so all the B12 pills in the world will just enrich the toilet. They won't help her. So it has
No,
to be a shot.
I was wondering, like a spray or a sublingual, though, if that would be okay.
It would be okay, but it wouldn't work very well.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought
I'm
if it was
sorry.
when, pardon me?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just happened to have
Oh,
looked
no,
at
it's
the.
okay. I was just interested in, you know, why that doesn't work when it goes straight into your blood if you don't have to deal with the digestive system.
Well, you see, it doesn't get in that good under the tongue, ma'am. There are a few things that do, but
Oh.
B12 isn't one of them. It has to have that grabbing factor, remember? And that's made in
Okay.
the stomach.
Okay.
No.
And then, so yeah, she was also low in like hemoglobin and iron and
Well, yeah.
ferritin, all that kind of stuff. Okay. And that's all because of the, you think because of the low stomach acid
Low
as well?
stomach acid, it has to be for most people in their 80s, if they can get to that 4 to 6 per meal, they definitely notice a difference. That's per largest meal, and 3 to 4 with the smaller meals. And I do know a few people who need more than that in order to show improvement on their mineral tests, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And the H. pylori test she had was the breath test.
Okay.
So would there be a better one she should do, or?
I wouldn't call it better, but I've seen negative breath tests and positive antibody tests, and the antibody H. pylori antibody test is still out there. And what we're particularly looking for is the IgM antibodies, because those are the more recent antibodies. But if the IgG is elevated, that just means she had it in the past, and that probably destroyed her stomach at that time, but it's not hanging around that much anymore. So,
okay.
so
So, do
anyway,
you
the
think she
antibody
should have
tests.
those done? Okay. Should she have
Ma'am,
those done too?
she's already implemented the therapy. She's gone low nickel, gone to low nickel diet. The only other thing that you might think about, because really doing another test, she's already seems to have responded to the low nickel diet and taking Sorcide. So the only other thing is that there's research from Italy in which the majority of people who actually had psoriasis, their psoriasis got better with, again, wiping out Helicobacter. So there are a number of other things that get rid of Helicobacter too. Now, the Sorcide is one of the best, but oddly enough, somebody invented Pepto-Bismol in 1915, and the bismuth in Pepto-Bismol actually kills Helicobacter, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And but if she's not going to take Pepto-Bismol, where would she
No,
get the
I wouldn't.
business? Yeah.
Compounding pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
I just call the compounding pharmacy and have them make it up.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I'll let her know everything you told me. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.